I'm Kevin Hatchard, and this is the Ultimate Sports Podcast. Coming up this week, we'll look ahead to an action-packed weekend of sport, including two massive football finals, the Championship Playoff Final and the Champions League Final. We'll also look ahead to rugby's Heineken Cup Final with our reporter Lee Peters. We'll preview the Monaco Grand Prix. And there's a fabulous cycling event going on this weekend, which will see cyclists of all ages and abilities ride on traffic-free streets. But we'll start with football. Two gigantic finals taking place on Saturday. The first at Wembley as both Derby County and Queen's Park Rangers do battle for the biggest cash prize in world football, looking for a place in the lucrative Premier League. They face off at Wembley. On Saturday, of course, Derby County transformed by Steve McLaren since he went there and replaced Nigel Clough. He's done ever such a good job. He's got them playing fast, flowing football, really attacking stuff. They breezed through their semi-final against Brighton and looked really good doing it. Some great young players in there. Will Hughes, a delight in midfield. His game really coming on. Queen's Park Rangers, massive experience in that team, the likes of Richard Dunn and Joey Barton, very strong all the way through, and of course an experienced manager in Harry Redknapp. It should be an absolutely fascinating clash at Wembley. Queen's Park Rangers looking to return to the top flight at the first time of asking. Derby County, of course, have been down in the Championship for a lot longer, and how they would love to join their East Midlands rivals Leicester in the top flight. Well, then the action switches to Lisbon, the Champions League final, and it's the first Champions League final to show two teams from the same city as Atletico Madrid do battle with Real Madrid. Great clash of styles, this Real Madrid. The best counter-attacking team on the planet, one of the best attacking teams on the planet. But of course, they've got things to make up for, even though they won the Copa del Rey. They missed out on the league title, couldn't even take the race to the final day. That was contested between Atletico and Barcelona at the Camp Nou, and it was Atletico who came out on top as they drew 1-1 in that match to clinch top spot. Now, a lot of people are saying that that title win takes the pressure off Atletico. I actually see it the other way around. They'll be desperate to make sure that that title success isn't tarnished by a defeat to Real Madrid just a week later. That would be a terrible stain on their season. Real, of course, chasing La Decima, a 10th European Cup. It's become a bit of an obsession at the Santiago Bernabeu. So they are desperate to win it as well. So two teams with lots of pressure on them, desperate to try and get the biggest prize in European football. Now, in terms of team news, very important team news. Gareth Bale and Cristiano Ronaldo both passed fit for Real Madrid, their chief attacking weapons. No Xabi Alonso in central midfield. He's suspended after that silly booking he picked up in the semi-final against Bayern Munich. He could be replaced by Sami Khedira, the German international. Not had a lot of game time this season because of a serious injury, but I think he may come in there to try and break up play in midfield. What Real did brilliantly against Bayern Munich in the semi-finals is counter-attacked, because Bayern like to play high up the pitch. Atletico Madrid won't let them do that. They will sit in their midfield and defensive banks. They won't stray too far forward and leave space in behind. So Real are going to have to open them up at some stage. Atletico's injury news, not that great. Diego Costa, their star striker, has a grade 1 hamstring tear. He's struggling to be fit for the game in Lisbon. He's had placenta fluid rubbed onto the injury in Belgrade earlier this week. They're desperate to get him fit. Almost as important, I think, though, the Turkish winger Arda Turan, who's also injured. He's struggling to be fit too. If both of those are out, then Atletico do have a few problems. Well, of course, there's a massive rugby final going on this weekend as well, the Heineken Cup final between Saracens and Toulon. And with a look ahead to that, here's Lee Peters.
Well, it's the Heineken Cup final this Saturday as Saracens take on Toulon in Cardiff's Millennium Stadium. Saris have enjoyed a fantastic season, both domestically and in European competition, and will look for the perfect preparation ahead of next week's Premiership decider against Northampton. They're making their first ever final appearance in European club rugby's top competition, and their England fullback Alex Good has been speaking this week to Talking Rugby's Nick Heath.
It's a massive 2 weeks for the club. We'll turn our attention to Toulon and their superstars and make sure that we can put in a performance that we're proud of, and we'll do a lot of preparation. But at the same time, you know, we feel it's a massive confidence in our team at the moment, and our squad. You know, with the way we played against Clermont, the way we played against second half, especially against, you know, two top sides and really, really good sides, I think shows a lot about how we're going about it at Saracens. And you know, we'll make sure we put our best foot forward.
Will you need to look at Toulon differently to how you looked at Harlequins?
I think you need to look at every side differently. You know, we've all got different personnel, different ways of playing, and we have to look at that. But I think if we get our fundamentals in place, then you know, we'll be all right, and we'll have to make sure we do that. And hopefully then if we get put a big performance in, it'll take care of itself.
Well, Johnny Wilkinson will be playing for the French team in what will be his final match before retiring, and Toulon are looking to retain the trophy they won last year. The legendary fly half and hero of England's 2003 World Cup triumph spoke in an ERC conference call ahead of the game.
I think Aaron Farrell and Saracens, or Aaron Farrell and England at the moment, are very much the same thing, and that he's a massive representation of all that's good in those teams at the moment, you know, in terms of his skill levels, understanding of the game, leadership qualities and such like. Obviously, but I think the consistency of his performance and also his mental toughness, you know, which is actually quite something to behold, is given a huge amount of strength and solidity to, you know, to all the teams he plays in. I think, you know, he seems to be a guy that you're able to build things around at the moment because of that consistency and because of that, you know, mental ability to keep going, pushing further, and, you know, and going into some of that the harshest sort of rugby environments there are, and to really dominate. So I think it's very much what he gives to his teams as opposed to what he does individually, because I think for the teams he plays in, he's obviously a massive feature, and for the teams he plays against, obviously someone that you need to be very aware of. Both teams know everything they need to know by this point, so I think we've got to understand very much that this is two teams who are starting on a blank canvas almost with one game to go, and whoever wins will be the happier of the two, that's for sure.
The action kicks off at 5 o'clock.
The first Skyride City event of the summer takes place on Sunday. That takes place in Plymouth, and cyclists of all abilities will be able to ride on traffic-free streets. With the details, here's Johnny Hart.
Well, the first Skyride City event of the summer takes place in Plymouth this Sunday. It's a free big bike event taking place on traffic-free streets, which caters for cyclists of all ages and abilities. But you don't need to hear from me about it. Who better than 6 times Olympic gold medalist Sir Chris Hoy?
We want more people to enjoy the feeling of riding a bike. That's why British Cycling and Sky have teamed up to bring you Skyride. We've made it easier than ever to get out on your bike and spend quality time with your family and friends. Skyride closed towns and cities for our big bike events, so you can ride safely on traffic-free streets, with a huge festival atmosphere and loads to do both on and off the bike. We also have regular local rides, led by British Cycling trained ride leaders, who will lead the route and will be there to help along the way. It's a great way to meet new people and explore your local area. We've got loads of tips on bike maintenance, nutrition, safety, route planning and training advice to help improve your cycling. Sign up now at goskyride.com to find a ride or route near you. Check out Ride Social, a great place to find like-minded people near you. Ride at a pace that suits you. All ages and abilities are welcome. Sign up for women-only rides with Breeze. It's the biggest program ever to get more women cycling and to build up your confidence on the bike.
And to find out where your nearest Skyride event is and how to get involved, visit goskyride.com.
And finally this week, we'll take a look ahead to the Monaco Grand Prix, one of the most glamorous events on the F1 calendar, with a look ahead to that one. Here's Lee Peters.
Well, it's the most prestigious race in the Formula One calendar as the Monaco Grand Prix prepares to take place. Lewis Hamilton leads the standings after 5 races, having won the last 4 to sit 3 points ahead of Nico Rosberg. The 2008 champion overslept on the morning of the first practice session, but is confident of victory and says he holds fond memories of the track.
I love it, yeah. It's really, really nice. I mean, it's great to see all the people that are already showing up just for today. And the track is just, oh man, it's the coolest track ever.
Off the track, rumours circulated over Red Bull's chief technical officer Adrian Newey joining Ferrari. He claims, though, he's staying with the team, and reigning champion Sebastian Vettel, currently in 4th place in the standings, says he's part of a special team.
There was a lot of stories, obviously, before. Obviously, now we he said he will stay, so I think it's obviously an important part of the team. But as I said many times, there's a lot of other people that are very important to us as well, and responsible for the success we had, and hopefully responsible for the success we will have in the future.
Well, that's it for this week from myself, Kevin Hatchard, Lee Peters and Johnny Hart. It's goodbye for now.